following Purim, we're getting everybody's getting ready for Pesach and then Shavuos. So we're about to start two very important inyanim in our daily life. One is the inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim, going out of Egypt. The pasuk tells us, "Laman tizkor es yom tzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim kol yemei chayecha," that a person has to remember going out of Mitzrayim your entire life. That's as far as Pesach is concerned. Shavuos, which is 7 weeks after Pesach, is Kabbalas HaTorah, when we receive the Aseres HaDibros. And there, the pasuk also tells us that we have to remember and not forget. The pasuk says in Parshas Veschanan, "Rak hishamr lecha ushmor nafshecha ma'oid." Be very careful. Be careful and be very careful. Watch your soul very much. Pentishkach es hadvorim asher ro'u einecha. Maybe you'll forget the things that your eyes saw. Upen yasur milvavecha kol yemei chayecha. And that it shouldn't be removed from your heart as long as you live. Voidatam levanecha levnevanecha. You have to tell it over to your children and your grandchildren. What do you have to tell over? And what shouldn't you forget? Yoyim asher amadato lefnei Hashem lekecha b'chorev. The day that you stood in front of Hashem at Har Sinai. I once heard from Rav Matasio Solomon, Shlita Shav, or Fu Shalema. I just saw him Purim. Unfortunately, he's in a wheelchair. He suffered a few strokes this year. So we hope they'll have a refuah shleima. So Rav Matasio said that this pasuk is telling us that we have to give over to our children the whole Maimed Har Sinai. There's an inyan to relive how Maimed Har Sinai took place, as the pasuk, the psukim there in Parshas Veschanan elaborate. And this has to remain with us. So we see that both Pesach, Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Shavuos, which is the receiving of the Torah, are things that we're not just supposed to think about once a year. It's supposed to stay with us every day of our lives. So what I want to dedicate this year to is to try to see how, in fact, we know that on Pesach we remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. On Shavuos, we remember that we got the Torah. But on a daily basis, in your daily life, how are these two very important mitzvahs, how are we supposed to deal with these two mitzvahs on a daily basis? So first of all, it's interesting to know that Chazal wanted to establish the Aseres HaDibros should be part of our daily davening. It's very interesting. The whole Torah is based on the Aseres HaDibros, the Ten Commandments, and we don't say it. We say many other things, not the Aseres HaDibros. So the truth is that they wanted to establish that Aseres HaDibros should be said. So if they wanted to, why, if Chazal wanted it to be said, why didn't they have that as part of davening? And the Gemara answers, Mipnei Tarumas Haminim. Because of the accusation of the non-believers. The non-believers would say, why did you choose the Aseres HaDibros to say it every day? And why don't you say other parts of the Torah? It must be because you only really believe in the Aseres HaDibros. You don't believe in the rest of the Torah. And the proof is, that's the only thing you're saying. So because there were non-believers who accused us of if we would say Aseres HaDibros, they said, oh, you only believe in that, you don't believe in the rest of the Torah, so Chazal did not institute it in davening. However, as we're going to see a little later in the shiur, even though we don't say the Aseres HaDibros, but we say something which has a remez, a hint, to each of the Aseres HaDibros every day. And we'll get to that in a few moments. Now, so directly the Aseres HaDibros are not said every day. What we do say very clearly every day is Yetzias Mitzrayim. As the pasuk says, Laman tizkor es yom tzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim kol yemei chayecha. You have to mention it. Where do we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim every day in our davening? The answer is in Kriyashma. In the third parsha of Kriyishma, parsha Tzitzis, there right at the end, we say, Ani Hashem Lekeichem Asher Otzeisi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim. I am Hashem who took you out of Eretz Mitzrayim. And we should mention, what is the difference between what we do every day as far as Yetzias Mitzrayim, mentioning it every day in Kriyishma, and the special mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim on Pesach? We have a mitzvah every day. So what's so special about Pesach? So the answer is, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik gives this explanation, that there's a difference between Zechira and Sipper. A whole year, we're just supposed to mention Zechira. We have to remember. We have to mention. On Pesach, we have to do more. We have to do a story. We have to give a Sipper. And Reb Chaim Soloveitchik gives three differences between Pesach and the rest of the year. The rest of the year, you just say it. Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. And when a person says that, they should have in Kavona that they're being Mekayim, a mitzvah of mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim every day. But that's all you have to do. You just have to say it. We thank Hashem. He's the one who took us out of Mitzrayim. On Pesach, as we said, that's not enough. You have to elaborate a story. Like we know that a person has to consider it as if he went out of Mitzrayim, not just his forefathers. And if something happens to you, you don't just mention it, you speak about it. You know what happened to me? This and this and this. You elaborate, you go into detail, because it pertains to you. This is not something you're reading about in a book. This is a story of your life. That's how we're supposed to look at it. So that then is sipper, that's elaboration, not just to mention. On the night of Pesach, when we were actually taken out, sipper. That's one difference. Second difference is we start on Pesach maschil bignus u'mesayim bishvach. We start off, the story begins with bad. It ends with good. And there are two ways to understand this, either physically or spiritually. Yes?
Before you mentioned that, there's a difference between Zechira and Sipur.
Yes.
So, when we mention it every day,
yes,
we do not have the obligation
of Sipur.
And you said the obligation of Sipur comes from the fact that we have to tell a story of our life.
Right.
So, when we mention it every day, we do not have to experience it. Like we.
Right, you're right. That's something special for the Seder. That's only on the actual day when he took you out. That then you have an obligation to spend hours and hours relating, telling it over to your children, and giving over the whole story. But every day you don't have that obligation. Your obligation is just to remind yourself, to remember. The second difference is that on Pesach, you start with bad and you end with good, either begashmias or beruchnias, either physically or spiritually. Physically, avodim ayinu lefari b'mitzrayim, v'yoytzianu, we were slaves physically and Hashem took us out. So we started with bad, we were slaves, and He took us out, that's good. Or spiritually, mitchila oivdi avodah zarah hayaviseinu, our forefathers starting from Terach served idols. We were very far away from Hashem, and then va'achshav kervonu amokam lavoidasei, and now Hashem brought us close to His work, to His avodas hakodesh, and that's the spiritual part of. We start with bad, and we end with good, which makes it more powerful. If you wouldn't start with bad, it wouldn't be as strong. You look what we used to be. We were slaves. We served idols, and look what we are today. Hashem helped us. No, we're no longer slaves, and we also are on a high spiritual level. And the third, but this maschil bignus u'mesayim bishrach is only on Pesach. It's not the rest of the year. The third difference is shaila u'tshuva. You're supposed to do it question and answer. If a person has a seder just with his wife, so his wife should ask him the questions, he should give the answer. It's if you're all by yourself, even but you're by yourself, you still have the. That's why we have the manishtana, the questions. It's done again. The purpose is Because when a person has a question, and if they hear a lecture, so it affects them a little bit. But if you have a question, and you ask it, and then you get an answer, that's stronger. It's a much stronger, it affects you in a much stronger way. So that's why on Pesach, you have the obligation to relate the story, but in a question and answer form. Whereas the rest of the year, again, you just mentioned it, there's no question and answer. So these are the three differences. So we already see how Yetzias Mitzrayim doesn't only affect us on Pesach, it affects us every day of our lives, but it's more intense on Pesach. Now, we said about the Aseres HaDibros. We do not say the Aseres HaDibros every day. But we have in the Yerushalmi, which I have in front of me, it's in the, there's different editions. This is the Oz V'Hodor edition on Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis. So the Yerushalmi really wants to know, why do we say the three parshiyos of Kriya Shema? Why don't we just say, Shema Yisrael Hashem L'Kein Hashem Echad, we accept Hashem as our God, and then let's stop there. Why do we say, V'ahavta, V'ayam Shemoya, Parshat Tzitzis, why is that said? So the Yerushalmi answers, Mipnei she'aseres hadibros klulin bahen, because the Ten Commandments are in the Kriya Shema. This is Yerushalmi. This is a Talmud. There are two Talmuds. One is called Talmud Bavli, and that was made in Babylonia. And the second one is called Talmud Yerushalmi. It was made in Eretz Yisrael. So now, where do we find? We've said Kriya Shema our whole lives. And if we were to ask anyone, could you show me where the Aseres HaDibros are? I don't think anybody would know. But the Yerushalmi shows us exactly where in Kriya Shema we have the Aseres HaDibros. The first one is very easy. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. That's Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. We accept Hashem as our God. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. The second one is, Lo yielcho Elohim acherim aponai. There should not be any other gods. Don't make any other gods. Don't serve other gods. Where is that in Kriya Shema? Hashem Echad. I am the only Hashem. Then we have in the Aseres HaDibros, Lo sisa Hashem Hashem lekecho lashav. A person should not use Hashem's name for nothing. Let's say if a person is going to make a shvua in the name of Hashem, and they used to do it holding a sefer Torah when they used to swear, and they swear, I swear this is a table. And he uses, I swear in the name of Hashem that this is a table. That's shav. That's for nothing. You're using Hashem's name for nothing because everyone knows it's a table, for example. Or if you would say, I swear that this is a piece of gold, and everybody knows it's not a piece of gold. So it's also using Hashem's name for such shuas. That's l'shav. You're using it for nothing. Where do we find that in Kriya Shema? V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha. Love Hashem. Why? Says the Yerushalmi, Man derachim malka loy l'shtaba b'shmei u'meshaker. Someone who loves his king won't use the name of his king to say a falsehood, to say a lie, to swear falsely, to swear for no reason using Hashem's name. That shows that you really don't love Hashem. If you could do that, that means you don't love Hashem. Zachor es yom haShabbos l'katre, the fourth one. Where do we find that? Because it says, Laman tiskeru. And Rebbe says, Zu mitzvah Shabbos. Shehi shkula keneged kol mitzvah yisrael shel Torah. And he brings a pasuk to prove this. It says, Laman tiskeru v'asisim haShem. And the pasuk is speaking about tzitzis, that by looking at the tzitzis, right, we know that there's tzitzis is begematria 600, the word tzitzis, and then you have five knots on the tzitzis and eight strings, that's 13. The taryag mitzvah, you remember from tzitzis. But also, Rebbe tells us that Shabbos is such a chashuv mitzvah. 600, then you have five knots and eight strings that go down. That's 13. That's 613. So Rebbe says that Shabbos is also equal to all the mitzvahs, and there, and he brings a pasuk to prove this. So there, loydiacha shehi shkula keneged kol mitzvah shel Torah, that Shabbos is equal So just like tzitzis reminds you of all the mitzvahs, so it's also a reminder to Shabbos that reminds you of all the mitzvahs. The fifth of the Aseres Hadibros is Kabed Es Avicha Vesimecho. Where do we find that in Kriya Shema? Because it says, Laman Yirbu Yemechem Yemei V'nechem. Because if a person keeps Kibbut Av V'Eim, he zocha tarichas yomim, laman yarichin yomecha, it says. And kabedes avichas yomecha, laman yarichin yomecha. And that's what it says in Kriya Shema. Laman yirbu yomecha mevenecha.
But what is it talking about?
I'm sorry?
It's talking about when you're keeping the Torah, then your life will be extended, right?
The pasuk itself, yeah, the pasuk.
So how is it that?
No, because sin, it's a remez. These are all hints. These are where, since we have By kabed es avicha v'simecha, leman yarichin yamecha. The pasuk says by honoring your parents, you get a reward for honoring your parents.
You'll
have long life. So when it says in the Kriya Shema, leman yirbu yamechem, it's a hint. It's reminding you of the leman yirbu of kibbut avim. Loy sirtzach, where does it say that? Vavadetem mehera. If you don't keep the mitzvahs of Hashem, you'll be destroyed quickly. So the Yerushalmi says, "Man dekatel miskatel." A person who kills, eventually it goes round and round. Eventually, the person gets killed. So either by Bezdin, or even the Gemara says today Bezdin does not do the four skilas rei for herig v'kanik, the four types of mises Bezdin, but Hashem takes care of it. So a person who kills gets killed. The next one, loy sinaf, a person is not supposed to have any relationships that are forbidden. So where do you find that in the Kriya Shema? Because it says loy sasuru achre levavchem v'achre nechem. Don't go after your eyes and your heart. And the Yerushalmi says that the heart and the eyes are the two middlemen of sin. The Gemara says the heart sees and the heart desires. So and then it says over here, if you want to follow Hashem, give Hashem your heart and your eyes. If your heart and your eyes belong to Hashem, Hashem says, I know you're with me. Now, loy signaiv, where does it say loy signaiv? Because it says in Kriya Shema, Vasafta de Genecha, you should gather in your grain, veloy de gane shachavercha, and not from your friend, your grain. But if it belongs to your friend, don't gather it in. Loy san de bereacha et shaker, you should not testify against your neighbor, your friend, a lie. How do you know that? Where does it say that in the Aseres Hadibros? Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and we end off, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Tzichem Yatshayim, and we end off, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes. There's a pasuk that says, Hashem Elokim Emes. What does Emes mean? So the Gemara says, Elokim Chayim Umelech Olam. And on the one of the commentaries says, the word Emes, just like Amen, stands for Kael Melech Nemon. God is a faithful God. Emes stands for Kael Melech Tamid. He's our God forever. So and the seal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. Truth is the Chosmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is Hashem is related to the meat of Emes, of truth, an eternity. And finally, we have it's loy sachmoid. How do you should not desire base re'echa? Where does it say that in Kriya Shema? Uchsaftem al mezuzos beisecha, your house. You should have the mezuzah on your house, beisecha v'loy beis chaverecha, your house and not the house of your friend. So now the Mishnah Brura in Siman Samach Aleph Sifkat and Beis brings in the name of the El Yoraba, a sefer, who brings in the name of the Kolboy, who brings in the name of this Yerushalmi that we just learned, and these are the concluding words of the Mishnah Brura. Alkein, Tzarech ha'adam lizboinen bohem be'eis amiris kriyishma. Therefore, you have to think. It takes time to get anoichi is easy. That's Kabbalah. That's Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's don't make another god. If you train yourself, then you're able to see the Aseret Sedarim kedei shelo yavoi lavor al achas mehen. By reminding yourself every day of the Aseret Sedarim, you won't come to be over on any one of them. So it comes out, although we don't say the Aseret Sedarim openly, but a hint, we just learned the hint from the Yerushalmi. Now, I want to spend time on two of these, some interesting things. The first one we learned about is Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, and that we learned Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. Now, it says in the Torah, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Mibeis Avodim. And all the commentaries want to know, why does it say Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim? Again, it comes out that Yetzias Mitzrayim, we wanted to know, how does it affect our daily life? We say Yetzias Mitzrayim in the end of Parshas Tzitzis, Laman Tisker, every day we remind ourselves about Yetzias Mitzrayim, but now in Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, in the first of the Aseret Dibros that are hinted to in Shema, we're also connected to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because Hashem, it's interesting, and all the Mephoshim wonder, it doesn't say, Anoich Hashem Lekech Asher Barasi Shamayim Vaoretz. I am Hashem who created heaven and earth. It says, Anoich Hashem Lekech Asher Tzisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Ibeis Avodim. I took you out of Mitzrayim. So why doesn't Hashem say, I'm Hashem who created the world? So the Mephoshim, the Ramban, others answer, because Hashem wants to teach us, I am not only the Hashem of creation, but I am the Hashem of Hashgacha. That I am Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Not only Kim, I'm your personal God. Each one of us in this room and every member of Klal Yisrael, wherever they live, around the entire world, Hashem is their personal God. Why? Because he's speaking to the Bnei Yisrael of Mitzrayim. Asher haitzei sicha me'eretz Mitzrayim mibeis avodim. I took you out. I didn't only create the world and let it go by itself. I am mashgiach every split second of the existence of the world. Nothing happens to a person by chance. And I'm sure each one of us can write the books and books if we think in our lives things that happen by shgacha. It didn't just happen. That was, Hashem was behind what seems to just have happened.
And mazalos.
What's that?
And mazalos.
How does mazalos work? That's the topic for a different year.
So how does it bring into this?
How does mazalos, first of all, the Gemara says, ain mazal Yisrael. So we're not bound by muzzle. I wanted to share with you, in case you haven't heard about it, there's a famous, I was in Lakewood, and right near where I was for Purim, they told me there's this person lives there. There's a, maybe you read about it in the Zman. They have a story about a sitter. This sitter traveled to Afghanistan and to Pakistan, and it's owned by Rav Yitzchak Sorotskin's son. His name, I believe it is Chaim Dov Sorotskin, a beautiful sitter that his wife gave him when they got married, a leather-bound sitter. He takes it with him wherever he goes. And once he was going on a trip to Chicago with his family, I think for Pesach, he was going in Spirit Airlines, and he took out the sitter to the Seytilim. He put it into where all the magazines are and where you sit. And then when they arrived and in the hustle bustle, he forgot it on the plane. 2 years, to make a long story short, you can read it in this month, this month's month. To make a long story short, this this sitter was found, they, Spirit, the way they, they're low budget, one of the ways they make their money is they don't clean up so well. They, the plane arrives and it takes off right away. Like they make fast turnarounds. So they didn't clean out the magazines over there. And the sitter stayed for the next person. The next person picked it up and he recognized, like, it's a religious book. And he took it with him. Anyway, somehow or other, it wound up that the SEALs who went to Osama bin Laden to kill Osama bin Laden, they took the sitter with them in the helicopter. And one of the helicopters malfunctioned. They had to destroy it. They destroyed it so they shouldn't know any of the secrets of the technology. They destroyed it right there. And before they destroyed it, the guy took out the sitter, and they found out that the name of the first name is Chaim, means life. So they thought this would be a good segula for them to make it to Pakistan to kill Osama bin Laden and back. And by the way, his name is Chaim Dov Sirotkin, and the letters Ches and a Samach and a Dalid is Chesed, they're kindness. So anyway, they said we have to give it back to the owner. But meanwhile, we'll use it for, you know, to protect ourselves from danger. And finally, when they came back, they decided we got to give it back to them already. It came to Eretz Yisrael. Somebody gave it to somebody else. And then finally came to Los Angeles. And this guy was given the job to find the owner. So he goes into a kollel in Los Angeles. And he asked, did anybody hear of this person, Chaim Dov Sirotkin? And there was one guy there. Now, he's known as Chaim Sirotkin. People don't know he has a second name. But there's a guy learning in the kollel who remembered that he saw a sefer that this Chaim Dov Sirotkin gave out. And in it, he wrote his full name. And he also wrote his phone number. So he picked up the sefer, and he found the full name, which almost no one knew that he had this full name. And he saw the number. They call up the number. We have your sitter. This was 2 years later after we lost it. And they brought it back to him. And anyway, so this is a hashgacha, that he went into the kollel, and this guy, this guy was learning in the kollel, saw the sefer, and recognized the name, and the phone number was in the sefer, and that's how they got it back to him. So this is an example. This is Hashgacha from the Rebbein Shalom. I just want to say over one thing from Purim, which I heard from Rabbi Ephraim Waxman. In other words, what we have to take out of it is that whatever happens to us, we have to know Ba'muna Shalema, it's Hashgacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Kol Ma'ad Ovid Rechmona L'Tav Ovid, whatever Hashem does is for the good. And what looks to us to be the worst thing, it could be the best. And we have a tremendous example in this by Purim. Achashverosh with Haman together gave a gzeira against the Bnei Yisrael, lahashmid, ulahareg, ulahabed, as kol ha-yehuda minar v'adzakin. Every single Jew. And this looked like the worst decree that ever happened to the Jewish people. And really, it was not the worst decree. As bad as it was, that made it that it wasn't so bad. Why? Because Achashverosh was one of the few people in history who was a king over 127 lands. When he said to kill out the Jews, it meant the Jews in every single one of the 127 lands. As bad as that is, it's not bad. Why? Because if he would have said, I'll make the Gzeira on 126 lands and I'll leave one over, he might have been successful. But since he said the Gzeira, 127 lands, that can't be. It's broken right away. Why? Because we said last week in Daf Torah, Netzach Yisrael Loy Yishaker. The Jewish people are eternal. You want to break Hitler, Yimach Shemoy, killed 6 million. He wasn't the king over the whole world. So he didn't have it in his power to do it. So he did, on a part, he was able to do. But when Achashverosh and Haman made that everyone should be included, and they had the power to make sure that this would happen, because he was the king over the entire world. So that, as bad as that looked, actually, that itself made that it wouldn't happen. Sometimes the thing that looks the worst really is the best thing for us. This is a tremendous example. Therefore, it couldn't happen. Now, in the mitzvah of Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, just a very fundamental machlokas that we should know. The Rambam says that he brings a Gemara that states there were 611 mitzvahs that were given to Moshe that the Jews didn't hear. All the Jews heard were Anoichi Hashem Elokecha and Lo Yilcha Elohim Acherim, the first two mitzvahs. They were so powerful, the first two mitzvahs, they were afraid they're going to die. They were right. They were petrified. They asked Moshe, "Please, we can't take it anymore from Hashem. It's too strong for us." So the Rambam says we see Anoichi and Lo Yilcha. These are the first two mitzvahs, and it says Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. Torah in gematria, in numerical value, is 611. If you Tav Resh is 600, and Vav Hey is 11. 611. So 611 mitzvahs were given by Moshe, and two we heard from directly from Hashem. That's Taryag, 613. So according to the Rambam, I am your Hashem is the first mitzvah. But the Ramban brings, the Bahag disagrees. And the Medrash says that the Bnei Yisrael said to Hashem, "We want to hear your mitzvahs." So Moshel to a king who comes into a country and he says, "Okay, I'm going to rule over you." So the people say, "Okay, let's hear your mitzvahs." So the king said, "Wait a second. Before you hear my mitzvahs, before you hear the laws, you first have to accept me as the king. I can't command you anything unless you accept me as the king. Then I can command you." So the Rambam learns that accepting Hashem as a king is the first of the 613 mitzvahs. However, the Bahag disagrees. The Bahag says, "Anoichi Hashem Elokecha," that precedes the 613 mitzvahs. He doesn't count. Of course you have to believe in Hashem, but it's not one of the commandments. It's the foundation before you start any of the commandments. First, you have to accept there is Hashem. So what are the, we said 611 are from Moshe. Two are from Hashem. Which are the two? You just told me Anoichi is not counted as one of the 613 mitzvahs. It says the Ramban that, yes, there's still two. Lo yilcha elohim acherim, don't make other gods. And then, lo yishtachav elohim, that's a separate mitzvah. Don't bow down to them. Don't serve them. So there's still two mitzvahs that we heard from Hashem. So in other words, it just comes out that there's a very fundamental argument. Is Anoichi Hashem Elokecha one of the 613? Or no, Anoichi precedes before the 613. First, you have
what
to...
What makes up for that one?
So there's others. In other words, there's various opinions. What are the 613 mitzvahs? Everybody agrees that there are 613 mitzvahs. And everybody agrees, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, you have to believe in Hashem. The question is, can I count belief in Hashem itself as a mitzvah? Or no, first I have to establish that there is a mitzvah, there is a commander who's commanding me. Once you establish he's commanding you, then you have the 613. The final thing that I'd like to share with you is what we mentioned, Loi Signif. The Yerushalmi tells us that Loi Signif, where's the remez in Kriya Shema? Because it says, Vasafta deganecha, V'loy degan shechavercha. You should gather your tfuwa and not the tfuwa of your friend. So this is very interesting. Why? We learned a few weeks ago, Parsha Mishpatim, it says that we take a person who stole and he didn't have money to pay back, so he sold as an eved for 6 years. Seventh year he goes out, Shemitah, he goes out. What happens if he says, "No, I want to stay with my master"? Or someone's very poor, and the way to make money, I'll become a slave and I'll make money. So he stays 6 years, seventh year goes out. What happens if at the end of the 6 years he says, I want to stay till Yovel for 50 years? So by both of these people, we take him to the door and we pierce his ear. Why do we pierce his ear? So by the Gunav, it says, because your ear heard at Har Sinai, Loisignaiv, and you stole, we have to pierce your ear. By the person who sold himself as a slave, you heard at Har Sinai, Kili b'nei Yisrael avadim, v'loy avadim le'avadim, you are slaves to Hashem, servants of Hashem, and not servants to servants, to Basar v'dam, and you went and now sold yourself for Yovel, your ear has to get pierced. You didn't hear what you're supposed to hear. So, what?
But these two reasons also apply before the 7 years start. Because then he also heard Lois Signe. And so why is it only at the end of the seventh year when he decides?
Because it's permanent. Rabbi Schwab addressed it. It's a good question. Rabbi Schwab, because now he becomes like, you know what, he has a chance. Okay, he went for 6 years. So let's say he made a mistake. He could have walked away, and then he decides, no, I want to do it further. So that really shows. You'll see, Rav Shimon Schwab says a pshat. Your question will be, I think, explained in the pshat. So the problem over here is that The problem is, wait a second. The Bavli tells us in Masechta Sanhedrin, Lo signov of the Aseres Hadibros is not talking about money. Lo signov of the Aseres Hadibros is speaking about kidnapping. So what are you telling me? This ear heard at Har Sinai. Lo signov of the Aseres Hadibros is kidnapping, not money. Why are you bringing that in? So a simple answer, according to Yerushalmi, we learned, no problem. Because what you see, the Yerushalmi, how does the Yerushalmi understand lo signov? The Yerushalmi apparently learns not like the Bavli. Bavli learns it's kidnapped. But the Yerushalmi says, how do you know lo signov in Kriya Shema from where? Vasafta de ganecha. That's about grain. That's money. That's not kidnapping. So the Yerushalmi apparently understood lo signov of the Aseres Hadibros is money. So then we have then our question is not a question. But according to the Bavli, Talmud Bavli, who learns that lo signov is kidnapping? So how does it say this ear that heard lo signov and didn't listen, he should get pierced his ear? So Rav Schwab asked this question in his Sefer Mayin Beis Yeshiva, and Rav Schwab says the following pshat. Of course, like the Bavli, lo signov means kidnapping. When you kidnap someone, who are you stealing from? Right, you're not stealing from the person's wife. You're not stealing from his children. You're not stealing from his parents. You're not even stealing from himself, because none of these people, or even himself, owns himself. The one who owns you is Hashem. So when I kidnap somebody and I become his boss, his master, after I kidnapped, he's in my possession to do with him what I want. So I am establishing another master between the person and Hashem. I'm the master in between him, who I kidnap, and Hashem. So you're stealing from Hashem. So that's what he says. When a person stole money, and now he has a chance to leave after 6 years, and he insists, no, I want to stay. So what are you doing? Or you sold yourself, you don't have any money. You sold yourself as a slave. And now after 6 years, you again have a chance to leave. And you say, no, I insist I want to stay. So you are making a separation between Hashem and you. Who's the separation? Your master. So you are being over on lo signov. You're doing the same thing as kidnapping. Why is kidnapping so bad? Because you're putting a person in between the person who got kidnapped and Hashem. So when you let yourself be sold for...
Kidnapping yourself.
When you're very good, very good. You're kidnapping yourself from Hashem. You're putting a master in between you and Hashem on your own volition. That's the lo signov, you're over. So according to Rav Shua, according to Yerushalmi, it's very simple. Lo signal of the sense that there was also refers to money, as we learned. However, according to the Bavli, lo signal means kidnapping. So what does it have to do with the person who stole? The answer is, by selling yourself into slavery and repeating it over and over, it shows that you didn't learn the lesson that we have one avodai heim, v'loy avodim la'avodim. We don't have any master in between us and Hashem. If we do, then we're going against the same idea of kidnapping of Loi Signoiv. And that's why his ear has to be pierced. So I think we've seen in various ways that the Aseres HaDibros and Yetzias Mitzrayim affect us on a daily basis.